If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got a drive moment.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about boundaries, which is definitely something that we need because you've got too much energy today.
I know.
You're always tired. So the one area in your life where boundaries are very hard to set, I'm not good at it. So so a boundary, of course, is a limit that defines what is acceptable for you. Boundaries can help to protect you and the people around you. Like now I can say, scampi some vend. Scampi some vend. You must never ever.
Could be saying.
Then.
Piece of windrows. Windrows. Windows. Just like when I got to again, so you know, in areas of life such as relationships, extended family, workplace, colleagues, employers, I never talked about boundaries ever since I got here. Friends, community, in-laws. And parental boundaries with your children, which reminds me of this woman who her son just rocked up. Ne? He just wanted to visit the mother. Yeah. And the mother said, no, you didn't set up an appointment.
Yeah, you must call me.
He says, but you are my mother. She says, no, I also have a life. So she says to him, go stay outside, give me a call and say you want to come and visit. Ne?
Yeah.
So he calls her. You saw it. He calls her. Says, "Can?" She says, "Yeah, but not today."
Yeah.
He's like, "But I see you."
But I'm not available to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boundaries. Boundaries.
So, I think when I'm at impressing stage.
Impressing.
Yeah. So when I'm trying to impress someone, my boundaries.
Yeah.
Don't exist.
Your guys are
I
down.
I can't say they're laxed. How do you? Because we are still at an impressing stage. And I don't want to say sucking up, but you know when you are putting your best foot forward, so you're doing more than you are supposed to. You are sweet and absolutely. But once the relationship is established, whether it's child's mom, work, lover, friend, I then set them. This is how far we can't go. This we can't go that further. The reason we went that far when we started our relationship is because we were still planting. Now the flowers have bloomed. Please let's treat this like a flower and let's not treat it like a seed. So that's my logic in my boundary world. But I know that when I'm at impressing stage, I struggle putting those boundaries
out. Kind of a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
You know, because if we meet today, and already 2 hours later, you already tell me about your boundaries.
Giving you the
I'll be in shock.
Absolutely.
Like, I'll be like, do I still continue with this person or not? You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Yeah.
You know, it's too soon. But also at the same time, it's better to say it right from the word go. I think once you say it when we're already there as well.
But I also think that every relationship has got different stages. There's the stages of getting to know one another. Maybe you're adopting a kid. Maybe you guys are still learning each other. After the learning stage is done, I think you can set up boundaries. But to set up boundaries right at the beginning feels like your guard is up and you're not willing to see this thing through. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
With family and friends, you don't come to my house, Wang Chelang. Even if I'm there, I will tell you I'm not there. And I've been doing it lately.
And it's kumba ne waraba intercom angeko.
Like just to show you that you should have called me.
Yeah.
So my close friends and people that I work with and maybe engbabona on a regular basis, they know you don't just leave wherever you are and say I know Bengu Sendlin. You will be surprised, Shem. Because ba uzo intercom uzo ivul album at omalum pasan. Because I've learned from my dad. No, my mom. Obama can say, angiko. Whoever unfunayo angiko. Humuto, you can see him. Alele epitin. Utiageko. That's just that.
So, if I'm in your area, like I'm in your hood,
yeah, call me.
And I pick up the phone and we get, oh, a as a person here realizes next to your hood, mm-hmm. would you allow me to come and say
it
hi?
It will depend what you're
and
I'm,
the mood.
Yeah,
as well.
If I'm chilling in my house, maybe I'm going to come swimming lesson. You want to disturb my peace? Yeah? I'm trying to have my swimming. Time. Lessons.
I've got a friend who's like that. You don't pitch.
You don't just pitch in my house.
Don't care if you're a kid or not.
And 40, if you're around the Rabong Zanga game, so why are you calling me?
I used to have someone who'd call around 9 a.m. on a Saturday or Sunday, and I was gigging, right? Because then it basically means then everything has to change. Maybe you're still in bed. So when someone is buzzing, you have to jump out of bed, start smiling, offer them a drink, offer them food, smile, and they're there for a good 5 hours.
On a Saturday, on a Saturday morning, I'm supposed to be taking my son to soccer and come back and do absolutely nothing. So corner pela wana manje.
You want attention. You want food.
And you're opening my fridge.
So that's about if my closeness to you will tell you if you can open the fridge or not. There are people that are so close to me that they are family. Opening the fridge is not a thing. But there are people
I can't open your fridge when I'm angwago.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah. I can't.
But no, you can't.
Cooler box.
No,
guys, it doesn't mean you can't ask, but I can't imagine. Meti a guy.
Yeah, maybe I'm gonna try to aim.
Guys, this is another topic. Why are we so touchy about our fridges?
Why you wanna open the fridge?
So there you go. That's our drive moment today. The one area in your life where boundaries are very hard to set. Why is that particular area hard for you to assert your boundaries? Are you afraid of what may happen if you do? Please holler at us. We are hollerable on 0636880959.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
Like, Obana, when it comes to boundaries, I regret every single day. Why, when I met my in-laws partially, why didn't I set up the boundaries? I don't mean to be disrespectful towards them, but like, like those people, they disrespect me. I feel like if the relationship should have been better if ever like I set up the boundaries from the get-go.
I mean, I like them when they say, but we see your car, it's here. So I always tell them, I'm not my car. Yes, my car is there. But please, if you want to come see me, please call and we'll arrange.
I mean, financial boundaries.
But how desperate is a person to come and visit you that they even have the nerve to say, but your car is here? What are you implying? I'm lying, basically, when I'm saying I'm not. My car may be at home, but I'm not there. But you still say, but your car is here.
So let's say I am lying.
Yeah, because you
and
do.
And somehow, by the grace of God, I open and you come in. What is the conversation? What are we saying to each other? Because even if I'm lying, you should be like, I come to have a chat.
Yeah.
And leave. And you can assume you are normal. What are we saying to each other?
When
exactly. Imagine from your own Okimi Henda.
But this vendor's Kulunya Exen and Utalus Kuluma Una 8. He thought that was the Kulumis vendor.
Well,
there you go. That's our topic for today. A drive moment, the one area in your life where boundaries are very hard to set.
umngane wami ke my friend SS afithi nokunokutsala hey linjani sharp straight to the fridge avule ifridge makaqitha ukuvula ifridge aphinde a comment food nge fridge lakho ukuthi why ungana ini wangana dude I'm staying alone why would I buy everything le ngifuna e fridge le ifuna kumele ibe fridge ngizodla nini lezi because ngihlala ngisebenzini nama watch fika avule ifridge a comment ngayo ngento engaphakathi usayivulelani why kumele uyivule
for me is my daughter it's so difficult to set boundaries even though sometimes this gizenza ngathi is strict nyana but it's so so difficult I don't know why in other instances get kabanga uthi ngiyazi ukuthi why her dad passed away and sometimes I feel like I'm too hard on her like she doesn't have anyone to fall back on it makes me feel guilty when I'm too hard on her
yabona ukusiza Yo, I mele ngicala ukusetha ama boundary lapho. When someone cries out for help, ay yimi ngigijima kakhulu. But mina mang cry out for help, ay dololo. Ay ngibona ngathi ukusiza kakhulu. Nala kungekho necessary khona nje mele ngikhathe.
Yo, I think he's raising a very good point. I think I'm also like that, you know.
What?
Where whenever people need help, they come to you.
Mm.
But when you have no one to go to.
You know once David Gow
said understand?
To me, yeah. David Gow said to me, you don't have to help everybody.
True.
If someone, family, even if it's not family, someone close to you passes on, wait. Just wait. This person will be buried.
Yeah.
With or without you.
Mm-hmm.
This person will be buried. Because you're putting too much pressure on yourself to say, oh, I need to help. And now relax.
But you know what the thing about it is as well? I think sometimes we let our situations alter our characters.
Mm.
If your character, so there's a quote in the Bible that says, if you have and you do not help, that's a sin.
Okay.
When you see there's a need and you don't raise your hand, that's a sin. So for me, it's not going above and beyond for everyone. But if you see there's a need, why should you be asking? Why should you be waiting for people to ask?
I must feel guilty, my, because it's a sin.
Don't feel guilty. I'm just telling you. That's the only quote I could think of.
Yeah, I'm
seeing. Aganahana Aristotle. That's the only quote I could think of.
Very same person who doesn't want visitors, people to rock up at their house when there's a need.
And there's a quote on the Bible that says, Vula makgate uvakashela abantu uSmile. Wena ke?
You're useless. Useless.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Now when it comes to boundaries, I don't mind. I got a fridge. I got a fridge is made for the cold beverages. I should go do like a I don't care what you said about me after that. As long as you use it, grant excite it.
Okay. All right, so this guy is like a visit.
Eh.
Okay, so...
So, I'll have to go to the fridge. I don't know how to go to the whole day. And I'll go to the fridge, I'll go to the cold drink, I'll go to this, I'll go to that.
I mean, technology is so advanced. Why are we not having things like the fingerprints or an access to open these things? Do you know what I mean? Stalang a TV girl. Right?
I'm touching my remote.
Yeah, like fridge you to open it.
Yeah,
fingerprints.
Yeah,
or efface.
Yeah, but I do think that this is definitely a topic.
Hmm?
Why are we so touchy about our fridges?
Yeah, from the fridge to the pots.
So important.
Yeah.
Hi, bro, guys. King.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Omoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.